Hello, this is Allie checking in, Yukon Quest 2020, day 5. So, I was trying to write this all down to figure out what exactly when the day started and when the day is ended, but I do believe day 5 pretty much, from a handler's perspective, Bridget and I got to Dawson late last night, almost early this morning, and believe it or not, the best part of the morning was we slept in beds, and we slept in a little bit at the downtown hotel in Dawson. We then checked in at the Yukon Quest headquarters, and Gabby, the kind of the main headquarter coordinator, she was over there, and we were able to get all the drop sacks that Alan had sent out, 8 drop sacks and 4 bales of straw. And then we drove across the Yukon River, which was pretty fantastic, and set up dog camp in the campground that's over there. One of the best things about this year is that the campground was plowed, so we had a lot less shoveling to do. Moira is our normal shoveler, so we're pretty ecstatic that it was plowed because we didn't have to do it. The other plus is we were able to watch the tracker as we were over there shoveling. So as we watched the tracker much of the day, we noticed that Alan left Eagle and started up over American Summit, grinded over American Summit, I should say, down the other side, and took a little bit of a break. And as we speak right now, he is headed to Clinton Creek for a little bit of a break. Brent is out front. Michelle's not too far behind. Cody is right behind Alan, and Torsten and Ryan are coming up too. Of course, there's quite a few other mushers in the event, and but right now we're focusing on that little group out front. Anyway, then we actually got together with some of the other handlers / mushers, because that's what you do in Dawson when your musher isn't here yet. It was Paige's birthday, and since Cody is out on the trail, we decided to try to celebrate Paige's birthday. So we went to one of the local restaurant taverns here, The Goat. We had dinner there and thought about our good friend Bob Houston as we had some Greek food there. Anyway, walked around town, set up camp. The temperatures are fantastic here in Dawson. It was snowing slightly, so my goodness, it's a pretty winter day. At home at the kennel, the Yukon Quest 300 dogs slept overnight at the kennel, so that was fantastic. And Carolyn slept in a bed, so probably she's pretty ding-dang excited about that as well. Anyway, that's a quick wrap-up of day 5. We have a whole nother half plus of the Yukon Quest left to go, so talk to you tomorrow.